While new job creation surpassed expectations in February, the same cannot be said about March's performance. However, the unemployment rate inched down again last month. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on March 2013 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate edged down to 7.6% in March, its lowest point in more than 4 years. A year ago, it was 8.2%. That incremental drop in the unemployment rate was a result of a labor force that contracted by nearly 500,000, while the number of employed persons declined by slightly more than 200,000, and the number of unemployed persons declined by almost 300,000. In other words, although the number of employed persons declined, the number of unemployed persons declined as well, and by about a third more, as the size of the entire labor force shrank. Therefore, the unemployment rate was lower. In addition, the number of persons not in the labor force expanded by more than 660,000. The numbers from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, were weak. After growing by nearly 270,000 in February, the economy was only able to add less than 100,000 new jobs in March. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector was up by only 16,000 in March, which was quite a disappointment after February's gain of 73,000. The construction sector added less than 20,000 jobs last month, after increasing by 49,000 in February. However, March's growth of 18,000 compares well to a year earlier when it declined by 4,000. Manufacturers cut back and declined by a total of 3,000 jobs in March after adding 19,000 in February. One of the big gainers in durable goods, which was up 4,000, was fabricated metal products with an increase of 3,400, while one of the biggest losers in non-durable goods, which was down 7,000, was the apparel sector, which was down 2,500. An activity slowed in mining and logging that added only 1,000 jobs in March after increasing by 5,000 in February. The private service providing sector's performance was, unfortunately, also weak with a gain of less than 80,000 jobs in March after growing by more than 180,000 in February. The retail trade sector processed a lot of returns in March with a decline of slightly more than 24,000 jobs after growth of almost 15,000 in February. The professional and businesses services sector added more than 50,000 new jobs in March, which was not as strong as the 80,000 it added in February, but better than the 46,000 it grew by in January. Computer systems design and related services added 3,900 positions in March, and management and technical consulting services, which is about 30% smaller in terms of the number of jobs, added more than twice that amount with growth of 6,200 jobs. The education and health services sector added a total of 44,000 jobs in March, with the highly seasonal educational services subsector a little more than 16,000 jobs. The sector's health care and social assistance portion grew by almost 28,000 jobs, and a subsector, home health care services, increased by 6,800 jobs in March, which was better than the 6,500 it grew by in February. And the party continued to wind down in the leisure and hospitality sector that grew by less than 20,000 jobs in March after adding more than 25,000 in February. The total number of government jobs shrank by 7,000 last month after growing by 14,000 in February. In March, the federal government contracted by 14,000, state government expanded by 9,000, and local government was down 2,000. Temporary help services seemed to defy the overall trend of weak job growth, with a healthy increase of 20,300 jobs in March, on top of a 23,400 job rise in February. This brings the total number of temporary help jobs in March to 2,624,500, which was sequential growth of 0.8% and a year-on-year gain of 6.4%. Also, January's first reported decline of 8,100 jobs was revised again and now shows growth of 11,600 jobs. In March, temporary help services market share, that is its portion of all jobs, was 1.94%, which was an incremental improvement from February's 1.93%. The highest level was in April 2000, when it was 2.03%, so it still has some room to run. And temporary help services is within striking distance of reaching new historic peaks. In March 2013, it was only off about 50,000 from its all-time peak of April 2000, but that was during a different economic cycle. Now it's off only about 25,000 from its peak of May 2006, which was in the period leading up to the Great Recession. Furthermore, since August 2009, essentially its most recent low point that occurred a couple of months after the recession was declared over, the sector has added almost 900,000 jobs. This month's jobs report is hard to interpret. March's rather anemic new job creation, especially when seen in relation to January and February's very strong performance, is frankly more puzzling than of concern. Confusing because many other economic indicators have remained fairly positive throughout the period. Furthermore, although one weak month of job growth is not to be dismissed out of hand, but one month does not make a trend. Perhaps employers are taking a wait-and-see attitude to see how the sequester and other fiscal wrangling in Washington will play out. The incremental decline in the unemployment rate is good, although it appears to be more of a continuation of the changing demographic profile of the nation than increased employment. Regardless, as the labor force shrinks, there still remains a demand for workers, but it's important to point out that demand is for workers with different skill sets than the available workforce may possess, and in different sectors in an industry than in the past. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.